So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Howdy, folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's Tommy Freedom coming at you here for the next 30 minutes. I want to talk to you a little bit, first off, about Hurricane Dorian. Because of the unknown impact areas, I am going ahead and pre-recording this show over the previous weekend. So some of the things I talk about are going to be potential landfall areas and things of that nature. So keep in mind, this is pre-recorded. Now, that said, let me go to the beginning of the show, and folks, have you been watching silver? Silver has been going up, as I've told you, for the past several months, and in fact, since last week's show, it has gone up, at this point in time, $1.50 per ounce. By the time you actually get to listening to this, it may have even topped $19 an ounce. Folks, don't doubt me on this. Silver is going up. If you just have a few bucks just to get an ounce here or there, hey, you might make $2 or $3, $4, $5. If you've already gotten some, if you listened to me earlier, the potential is there. If you bought in at $14.50, you probably paid anywhere from $15.50 to $16.50 an ounce. If it goes up to $25, you're going to get $23 for it. So you're looking to make, you know, $6, $7 an ounce. If you bought 5 ounces, my math is horrible here, but 6 times 5 is 30. 6 times 7 is, help me out, George, what's 6 times 7? 42. So you made almost $50 for doing absolutely nothing but buying a little bit. But I foresee this going up. I've been looking at the charts on this, and it is taking a huge, steep incline, and it's not wavering from that. The last time we saw that was back in 14, 15, somewhere around there, or no, I'm sorry, back in 2011, and it went up to almost $50 an ounce. So the potential is there. They have been holding silver artificially low for a long point in time, and I think now you're finally starting to see it rebound. So if you got a few extra bucks, folks, this is your last chance to get in. You're not going to get in on the ground floor. You're going to get in somewhere midway up the apartment building, but you will still have the opportunity to top out. Now, if you had listened to me when I told you about this a couple of years ago, when it was first starting to come down and you were paying attention and you bought, let's just say, 100 ounces for the 100 ounce price, which at its low point would have been $15.50 an ounce. So that's $1,550, I think. Let's just say $1,500, just to round everything off, make it simple, okay? It goes up to $20 an ounce. Now, that's up to $2,000. If it goes up to 50, that's going to be $5,000. That's some significant profit, folks, for doing nothing but just paying attention to what someone tells you. And the reason I am telling you this is because this is a personal investment I am making myself. So enough with the silver. Let's get into some other things here. Have you heard about the settlement from the Experian credit monitoring fiasco? There was a breach. Let me pull this up here. George, what'd you do with it? Here it is. Okay. In September of 2017, Equifax had announced back then that it experienced a data breach, and that impacted the personal information of approximately 147 million people. So it's not like this was widespread or anything. So Equifax has reached a proposed settlement to resolve class action lawsuits brought by consumers alleging Equifax failed to adequately protect their personal information. Now, Equifax, of course, is denying any wrongdoing, and no judgment or finding of wrongdoing has been made, but they're still paying it out. Kind of a CYA thing, you know. So if your personal information was impacted in this data breach, you may be eligible for benefits from the settlement after it becomes final. Under the proposed settlement, Equifax will pay $380.5 million into a fund to pay benefits to consumers, court-approved fees and costs of class counsel and service awards to the named class representatives, and other expenses. It will also implement and maintain certain data security enhancements, and if necessary, pay up to $125 million more to reimburse consumers for out-of-pocket losses resulting from the data breach, and to provide certain other relief. So how does this affect you? Well, are you eligible for this? You are a class member and eligible for settlement benefits if you are a U.S. consumer whose personal information was impacted by the Equifax data breach. If you are unsure of whether you are a class member, you may visit www.equifaxbreachsettlement.com. Now, I'm going to give that out later on because it's the same place that you go for everything in here. Now, if you are a class member, and chances are that you are eligible, number one, for free credit monitoring or a cash payment. You can get free credit monitoring services, or if you already have credit monitoring services, you can request a cash payment of up to $125. So I'm not going to go into a little bit more detail on this. But they're saying here, the amount you receive may be substantially less than $125, depending on the number of claims that are filed. Well, chances are, most people are not going to be aware of this, or they're not going to take the time. So folks, take the time. I did. I filed one of these things. And just let me scroll through this letter here a little bit more. Okay. To get free credit monitoring or cash payments or both, you must submit a claim once again to www.equifaxbreachsettlement.com. And you must submit the claim by January 22nd of 2020. Certain claims may require supporting documents. Okay, so let me explain that. Just to get your $125, you have to fill out this form with your name, your address, your state, your zip code, your phone number, your email address, and your year of birth. Now, to get your cash payment of $125, you have to certify that you have a credit monitoring service currently, and we'll have it for at least 6 months from today. Well, you know, I have a credit card with my bank, and if there are any unauthorized charges made, my bank automatically calls me and notifies me of this. So as far as I'm concerned, that's a credit monitoring service, which makes me eligible for the $125. So I put down the name of my bank. Now, to regain money, or I guess recoup money, for a time that you spent, up to 10 hours, all you have to do is just kind of detail approximately when it was, the reason for the time you spent, you know, like going to the bank and checking things out, going through your papers, that sort of a thing. Anything over 10 hours, up to 20 hours, you have to show documents. You have to scan documents and show the proof. So, folks, for a little bit of time, just go and fill this dang thing out. give some explanation of time spent, and don't get greedy. Don't go right up to 10 hours. Just, I came in at 9 hours and 15 minutes. I don't want to flag anything. But if this affects 147 million people, do you really think that there are human beings that are actually reviewing every one of these files? I think not. I think they're scanning software that is going over the necessary amounts, and it's pretty much going to go through. And for what I put in, the $125 plus the 9 hours and 15 minutes, I should have a check coming to me for $353.75 for doing nothing but taking the time to fill this silly thing out. Now let me scroll down through this letter a little bit more, because I did actually receive a letter here. Okay. The court will hold a hearing on December 19th, 2019 to consider any objections and decide whether to approve the settlement, award attorneys' fees and expenses, and grant service awards to the named class representatives. So, I'm assuming that sometime around Christmas, maybe, I should start looking for this check. If you take the time to do this, you may actually have a nice little bonus in your stocking come Christmas that you can spend for the new year. Again, it's nothing but time, folks. The same thing that I've been telling you about buying silver here and there when you have a few extra dollars. It goes up. You got money for nothing. The same thing I've told you about looking at the serial numbers on your bills when you get them. Check all of your coins to see if they're silver. Go through your pennies, see if they're copper, especially if there's wheat pennies or Canadian pennies. Folks, this is money for nothing. And you don't even have to worry about getting your chicks for free. All you're doing is taking a couple of minutes, filling out a form, and getting anywhere from $125 up to $350 for simply taking the time to fill out this stupid form. Look, the credit reporting agencies are up our business 24/7, 365. They know more about us than we do. And in my opinion, that is an invasion of my privacy. So just kind of like with the insurance companies, if there's an opportunity to get something, why not take it? Look, folks, these companies are in business for one thing and one thing only, and that is to make money, plain and simple. They're making money off of us, hand over fist, day after day. So if we have the opportunity to get some of that back and recoup it, I say go for it. Now, I still have a couple minutes before I have to take a break. So when I come back from the break, I want to go over this thing with the hurricane and preparedness and some simple things along those lines. But I got a couple minutes here. I want to share with you a story that I came across. It's kind of humorous. It is about a guy up in Maine. Where did it go? Okay. This guy is from Auburn, Maine. And he says that his vanity plate, which down here we call a tag, is a jab at Fords, not an insult to the U.S. So this guy, he's got a Ford Focus, which apparently is a piece of junk he's had nothing but problems with. Kind of like I have with my Nissan Versa hatchback that was made in 2012. It's a giant piece of junk. And I told you the other week, I had to drop $1,200 on it within 2 weeks. So apparently he's had some similar problems, gets horrible mileage. This guy's name is Dustin Shaw. He's 25. He lives in Auburn, Maine. And people apparently are saying that his tag, which is personalized, was disrespectful to the United States. And it was intimidating other drivers. So let me back the truck up a little bit here and explain to you about Maine's laws regarding license tags. Apparently back in 2015, the Maine court ruled in favor of the freedom of expression on your license tag. And as long as it doesn't say anything that's racially discriminatory or inciting violence, you can put anything that you want on your tag. So you couldn't say, for example, kill Jews or kill Nigs or die Obama or something along those lines. But you can, believe it or not, use the F word on your license tags. And several people have done that, various versions. So this guy's got a Ford Focus. So he had his tag made up. that says Ford, you know the word, U.S. So it's a Ford kiss, okay? Which I think is absolutely hilarious and very clever. It has nothing to do with screw the U.S. In fact, this guy did serve his country, I saw somewhere in the article. I don't know right offhand where he served, but he's also got a decal of a giant AR-15 on the back window, and it says Assault Life. And on a side window, there's decals of other guns under the words, My Family. In other words, my guns are my family. This guy's great. I love this guy. Now, apparently this offended someone, and the woman who complained about the tag and the accompanying decals said they are intimidating and threatening. But Shaw said it's not his point. He said it's just to be obnoxious, really. You know, get over it. So, okay, here it is. He served 2 years in the U.S. Army. He's got a large flag and an eagle tattooed on his right arm, which shows up in the photograph in the article, stretches across to his back, and he considers himself a patriot. And as such, he rejects any suggestions that the tag is anti-U.S. Well, I just explained to you what it actually stood for, and I just think it's absolutely hilarious. But once again, this just shows you how asinine this whole thing of being offended has become. This one was offended. You know, people are offended left and right. This is not the United States of America. It's the offended states of America. It has been for a long time. And we've gone over this before. I'm not offended by crackers. You know, I don't get offended. I mean, the only thing that might offend me is the offense of others who are offended at me for absolutely no reason. It's a vicious cycle, folks. It just goes on and on and on. And this is all because of the liberalization of the United States. And if it ever turns into a socialized country, which it won't for reasons I've gone over in earlier shows, it would just get infinitely worse. And people won't put up with it. They're tired of it. People are tired of everyone being offended. People are tired of having to speak in hushed tones about something that may offend someone. You know, people are afraid to say they support Trump for fear of reprisal. It's stupid. But that shows you what happens when the liberals take control. Well, speaking of taking control, I am going to take control of this show and go to a break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we shall talk about Hurricane Dorian. Be right back.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com, and remember to always be prepared.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Turn around, don't drown. Your car is not a boat. Turn around, don't drown. Your car, it will not float. So when the water starts to rise, open your eyes, have yourself a plan. Use your head and think, don't let your dreams sink. It's just that easy, you can. Turn around, don't drown. Your Your car is not a boat.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Welcome back, everyone, and once again, I am pre-recording this show in the event that we do lose power, because Hurricane Dorian... I mean, it's dropped down a little bit now. It was, at one point, up to 185 miles per hour with wind gusts of over 220 miles per hour. That's an F4 tornado, folks. Dangerous, dangerous stuff. It has literally obliterated parts of the Bahamas. Just complete disaster. And they are still showing the possible cone may still track just a few miles east of my house here. So chances are we're going to get something out of it. So rather than have the power go out and not be able to get the show out, I am pre-recording this just so you do get it. I mean, this isn't a really, really super important episode, but just in case that you're tuning in and you want to hear it, I want to make sure it gets out on time. So talking to you about this storm, I mean, this is huge. This is the biggest hurricane of any kind that has ever hit the Bahamas. It's the largest, I think, they've documented in the Atlantic Ocean. This is a frigging monster. And now it's slowed down. It's only moving 1 mile per hour at this current point in time. So it's just going to sit there and sit there and sit there. And if the water is still warm, it's going to continue to draw more power from it. So very scary stuff. And what I want to talk to you about here is just being prepared, because I know the majority of you listening to this show are not going to be impacted by the storm. And if you are, chances are you're not going to hear it anyway. But I want you to take the opportunity to learn from this. Now, you always hear, here in the South, anytime there's any kind of a major storm, particularly snow or something like that, everybody goes to the store and buys bread and milk. I've lived here for 35 years, and I still cannot figure that out. I've had people try and explain it to me, and I still can't figure that out. You know, don't worry about it. If we run out of milk, I got some powdered stuff I can mix up and make my own. And I'm not a big bread eater anyway. But the things you want to be prepared for are the things that everybody is now going to buy. In Florida, you cannot buy plywood. You cannot buy batteries. You cannot buy gasoline or generators. Folks, this is a no-brainer. It's like buying your lawnmower in January, which is what I did. You know, buy your gas grill in January. You know, buy stuff that you need for the winter time in the summer when there's only one left and you get a heck of a discount on it. If you're going to be living in an area like that, buy your plywood. When you move to the area, go ahead and get your hurricane shutters made. Get the stuff done. Buy the batteries. Keep them in your refrigerator. Don't wait until the last minute. The whole purpose here is to be prepared. And I have done many, many shows on here about prepping. This is why preppers always come out on top, because everybody else waits until the last minute. And it reminds me of that story that I read, I think it was in third grade, about the ant and the grasshopper. You know, the ant was diligent and spent all summer long storing food while the grasshopper was playing his guitar. And when it came time for fall, the grasshopper had nothing to eat and asked the ant to feed him. Well, see, you can't do that. And you can't feed everyone. You can't feed your whole neighborhood. You can't do that. You have to be prepared for these disasters so that when they strike, if they strike unexpected, you have everything ready to go. And anytime something like this happens, and I've played them for you before, I call into the local radio station and tell the morning host, I'm not doing anything, because I'm already prepared. So folks, It doesn't take that much to be prepared to stock up on stuff. Non-perishable food, freeze-dried food, things like macaroni and cheese that don't require cold storage, rice, so that you've got plenty of food. Have a generator, you know, and keep 10, 15 gallons of gasoline on hand and rotate them out through your lawnmower so that you've always got fairly fresh gas. Keep Stabil in it so that it doesn't go bad. If you have a gas stove, when I say a gas stove, I'm not talking about a range. I'm talking about a camping stove, your gas lights. If you have a gas grill, get the 20-pound bottles of propane ahead of time. I've got 7 of them, and the majority of them I found on the side of the road. Somebody was putting out for trash. One of them was brand new, so I'm going to get that one filled. The other ones I just take over to Blue Rhino and swap them out. And I have a full canister of gas for $15 over at Sam's you can swap them out for. So it doesn't take that much preparation, folks. It just takes a little common sense. But then again, we are talking about Florida here, and we don't refer to them as Floridiots here in the Carolinas for nothing. Have a plan. Have a place to go. Now, if you live in an area that's prone to hurricanes or typhoons, depending upon where you live, have an evacuation route planned. Have places that you can go to, friends, family who are further inland, further away from everything, and have arrangements made to go there. And don't wait until the last minute. That's the problem, folks. So many people wait until the last minute, and then the interstates are so choked that they have to close off one direction and make it run in the opposite direction, and you still have gridlock. So at the slightest warning that it may be coming for your area, just take a couple days, get out while you can, gas up, get out, and go somewhere else. Have a similar plan if you live in the Midwest where you have tornadoes coming through. Have some place where you can go if it comes through and it damages your area. Don't wait until the last minute. Anything can happen at any time, folks. Now, we live in a pretty safe location here in this particular part of the Carolinas. We don't really get a threat from hurricanes. We don't get tornadoes, well, once in a while, but they're small. We don't have to worry about flooding or tsunamis or earthquakes or anything like that. But you never know when a major disaster could happen. A natural disaster could happen. Something could happen to the grid in this particular area where a big portion of the city could go down. You just never know. And you have to have enough stuff to be able to shelter in place, you know, to bug in, ride it out where you can, or to get somewhere else and take care of it there. As Ben Franklin used to say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And on that note, my friends, I will end this show. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. I know last week I forgot to add the @yahoo.com part. But anyway, just get in touch with me if you want to discuss the show, anything you want aired on the show. If you have an event coming up that you'd like me to reference for you, by all means, go ahead and contact me so I can get that information out there. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Until then, stay safe, stay smart, stay diligent, stay free, but most of all, stay tuned because I'll be back next week. Out for now. Now, George just brought up a really good point. He said it's a good thing this didn't happen in the Pacific, or Guam could have tipped over and capsized.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Second, have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over? I don't, I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.